So, we've covered spoken language, but what about non-verbal communication? It starts with sign language and runs all the way down to those little colourful smiley or winky faces. You guessed it, emojis! In 2015, the Tears of Joy emoji made it into the Oxford Dictionary as the word of the year. But should we take them seriously? Linda Kay is with us from Edge Hill University. Now, Linda, what do emojis add to communication?
Well, certainly what we've found in our lab is that people report that they're a really good way to enhance an emotional tone within a text message or on Facebook and things like that. So certainly it's a way of adding an extra element of emotion that is more difficult to portray in written language. So if you think about a face-to-face interaction, obviously we have things like facial expressions, posture, tone of voice. In written communication, obviously that's a lot more difficult to portray. So people report that they use emojis a lot of the time to add an extra layer of emotional tone to a message. And as well as that, there's the role of how emojis can help reduce ambiguity in messages as well. So particularly if you're trying to be sarcastic, for example, in a message so as not to offend the recipient of it, you might use a wink emoji, for example, just to ensure that the intended meaning behind the message isn't ambiguous.
Yeah, that sounds like a really important addition to language. On their own or sort of in combination, do they really form a part of the language? How do we distinguish between what's language and what's just a smiley?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the key, is actually looking at them in conjunction with language. I mean, if you think about the context of, say, a text message conversation, you might see the odd emoji cropping up as a response in itself without any written language there. So like a crying with laughter emoji in response to what somebody might have said. But in terms of them as a language in themselves, that's quite difficult to kind of identify, because I don't think you could have an entire conversation just in emojis. I mean, you could try, challenge accepted, but in most cases it wouldn't necessarily make a lot of sense. So looking at them in conjunction with language is important, but we tend to assume that they have more of a non-verbal function.
Yeah, can we say anything about the way our brain interprets emojis, or the way we interpret it when we see an emoji? Do we know anything about that area of the science?
We know a little bit. There has been some research that's been done. It was looking at emoticons rather than emojis, so the actual textual punctuation that forms, the facial features rather than the yellow icon things. And this research actually used fMRI to actually look at brain activation for participants who were looking at sentences that included emoticons and those that didn't include emoticons. And what you find is actually there's different activation in the brain that goes on. So when people are looking at sentences that include emoticons, actually some areas of the brain light up that tend to be more associated with non-verbal functions, which don't seem to light up when just reading sentences without them. So this, from that kind of a neurological perspective, there's certainly something to say about how actually the kind of processing of them does have some kind of non-verbal function. But actually at the same time, the verbal functions also light up. So they're actually kind of in between. They're probably serving a dual purpose for verbal and non-verbal communication, which I know is kind of interesting to pin them down, really.
Yeah, I really like the idea that emojis are sort of the hand gestures of the written world. I mean, does the use of emojis affect how we perceive someone? I think often we think of it as a sort of simple way, or perhaps we think of them in a derogatory manner. I mean, how do we perceive people when they use emojis?
Well, that's a good question. That's something we've been looking at quite a lot in our lab. And when we look at whether people are using emojis on Facebook, for example, particularly what we found is when people use smiley emojis, other people who've never met these people before, they're just making a first impression by looking at their Facebook page. What we see is that using those smiley emojis is related to how other people judge them to be agreeable, they judge them to be open to experience, so kind of open-minded, and also conscientious as well. So it's kind of interesting that something as simple as just using a smiley emoji seems to have some relation to what other people perceive other people to be at a first impression basis. Those perceptions might be very different if those emojis were being used on an email, for example, because we know there's an awful lot to be said about when and why you might be using them, who you're using them with. Facebook's a kind of informal, kind of social environment, so using emojis on there isn't necessarily deemed such a bad thing. It's kind of a socially acceptable thing to do. So it's interesting that we see those findings.
So perhaps as our final question, do you have a favourite emoji?
My favourite emoji is probably this crying with laughter one. That's probably the one I use most. Maybe I'm just have very funny conversations with people. Don't know what it reveals about me, but...
Thank you very much, Linda. That's Linda Kay from Edge Hill University. And thank you to all our other guests this week, Usha Kuswami, Roberto Filippi, and Keith Chen.